A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Ray Fapaldo usually joining us at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. But All-Star festivities, changing things up, Ray's out of town, so Jason Mackey joins us. Ray, usually brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. And Mackey's with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jason, your biggest takeaway, just 30,000 feet of what you saw from Paul Skeens on the field, off the field, talking to Livy Dunn, whatever you want from covering the All-Star game yesterday.
30,000 feet, I would go with that Paul Skeens belongs, that this event was very beneficial to him. I could say Livy Dunn, and it was a fun story to chase. That was an interesting one. But no, Paul Skeens made the most of his time here, saddling up the veterans. It's exactly what I figured Paul would do. You know, he's not intimidated in this setting. If anything, he uses it as a way to get better. I kind of walked out of the building with him yesterday. He was talking about what a great experience it was, but he's also ready to get back to Pittsburgh and win some ball games. So, I think he enjoyed it. He made the most of it, but he's also ready to get on with life.
Jason, just kind of assessing Paul Skeens and where he's at right now. I mean, 11 starts, and we obviously know what he did last night. Do you feel like he's finally getting settled in? Do you feel like he's finally I'm here. I need to take care of my business and get better as the season goes on. Do you feel like he's comfortable now?
I do. In pro sports, it's a weird word saying comfortable. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way, but yes, I do think he's sort of growing into himself and his place in that clubhouse. And that was another thing that Paul talked to me about last night, was just feeling like this group is growing together and he's getting more comfortable around the group. And it's becoming a routine, a normal thing. It's what he does. He's able to adjust start to start and, you know, find things that work for him, discard stuff that doesn't. So yeah, he's getting into the groove here, even over a couple of days at the All-Star game, feeling a little bit more at ease and feeling like he belongs and not stepping on eggshells, that sort of thing. But yeah, I do feel like that he's finding a better fit, finding a really good fit. I don't know if the fit was ever bad, but just saying, yeah, that's been a good thing for him lately.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Skeens threw Soto that splinker to start things off, and then you kind of got the begrudging head nod, the shaking of the head from Soto, like, dang, this guy is good. Apart from seeing that on the field, how do you feel like his contemporaries took him in? Like, what do you think the respect factor was just by you walking around for Paul Skeens that these other guys had for him?
Very high, Adam. Very high. And I'll go to something Christian Yelich said. He said, like, I never want to discount 100 miles an hour because that's obviously special. But, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, what makes Paul so unique is that it's not just 100. There are all these other pitches, all these other things that you have to respect. And I think that's the dominance. And that's what you saw with Soto and the splinker. As a hitter, you're looking at that thing. The splinker looks like a fastball. You can't pick it up. And it moves like a sinker slash change up slash gosh knows what, you know? And that's what Skeens is. I asked Paul this last night. I mean, we've all seen it in Pittsburgh, but how much pride do you sort of take in showing to everybody that you're not just some 100-mile-an-hour throwing circus act? Because he's not. He's a pitcher. He knows what he's doing out there. And I think that's what resonated with some of these other all-stars, seeing like, whoa, this dude's not just velocity. He knows what he's doing. He's got a great feel for this stuff, a great command for his stuff.
Jason, do we give Brian Reynolds enough credit?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I felt bad at this event. It's kind of like every question he's asked is about Paul Skeens, not himself. We're talking about a guy that could easily finish with a, 830, 840, 850 OPS. He absolutely deserved to be here. He's been on a heater. He's been a consistent source of offense for a team that hasn't had much of that. So, no, I don't think we do, Doran.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, Jason, because you were in the epicenter of the baseball universe, but Derek Shelton joined Starkey and Zeiss, and he was asked about Skeens facing Judge. It might not happen. And Shelton, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, well, he'll get him in the last series of the year. Was that just Shelton, you think, getting caught up in the moment, or do they really have plans to get Skeens all the way through this year?
They have plans to get Skeens all the way through this year. I mean, that's I don't think Shelton was caught up in the moment at all. I think they believe that. I think if he doesn't finish the year in the rotation, that will be a failure on some level. Like, that means they either didn't manage their starting rotation enough, they didn't win enough games to be competitive down the stretch. Because, I mean, if they fall out of this and they're 10, 15 games out and end of the season, like, I'm sure they'll shut him down, and I wouldn't blame them for it. But the idea is to stay in contention, is to space out his starts and keep him active. So, yeah, I mean, I understand where Shelty's coming from. That's not news to me. I talked to Paul about this last night, actually. He said he was tracking his innings and starts and all this stuff and actually feels really good about where he's at. I would not be surprised, this has been a topic, Adam, to see them go in a six-man rotation for the rest of the season. And they should have the guys to do it, with Marco Gonzalez coming back, Quinn Priester. I don't know if that will be like a traditional, like the same six guys start.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to do funky things like that. But yeah, I do think Paul's going to keep pitching.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Jason, I mean, doing our job and you doing your job, you try to get a pulse on things. And that's the fun part about doing this and following sports and, you know, following stories and following teams and reporting on that is getting a pulse for what could possibly be happening or happen. We just talked about Paul Skeens not getting shut down and playing against the Yankees in September. When we're sitting there in September, what are we going to be saying about this Pittsburgh Pirate teams? This Pittsburgh Pirate team, now that the All-Star break is going to be over on Friday, they're going to continue ball. They have an uphill battle. We know they need to add a bat. We know all the things that they need to do, right? What are we going to be saying about this Pirate team in September?
I think that they're going to be in it, Doran. I think that they're going to be competitive and watchable and interesting, and they might be frustrating. I don't think they're going to, you know, go on a heater and win 95 games or something like that. Like, I think they're going to have their frustrating moments, and I think we're going to see some special things too out of Skeens, Jones, whomever. And I think they are going to be in it right down to the stretch. I think the playoff situation in the National League, the American League, I mean, it affords that in the teams that they're competing with. I don't think anybody is head and shoulders above them. So I think we're going to look at this Pirates team then and see that they have a pretty good starting rotation. I think their bullpen, by and large, if everybody's healthy, is pretty solid. They can shorten games. I think their offense is not complete. I think they're going to struggle. You know, they're not a team that's going to outslug other ones. They should be able to be athletic and run a little bit and force the issue. I'd like to see them be fundamentally better. I think that's an area that they can improve, but I think they're going to be interesting, and I think they're going to be relevant.
All right, I got to ask you the Livy Dunn question. Just what I've seen of her interacting with the media, like at the ESPYs, on the red carpet yesterday on MLB Network, she seems super sharp. And if the Pirates were ever worried about her getting in front of a camera and saying something dumb, it ain't happening.
I completely concur with that, Adam. And I'll build on that a little bit, just watching the setting where I was in the red carpet and hanging out there. The interactions are pretty genuine, too. Like, it's not somebody that's out there doing things just for attention. I mean, obviously there's attention. Obviously there's a brand and popularity
sure. And
all this stuff, and that's cool. But it could not have been nicer to me stopping her for a few minutes. Could not have been nicer to fans or anybody else stopping her. The Pirates should certainly not worry about that. And my takeaway from it is this is somebody who genuinely is loving what is going on. Like, your boyfriend's dominating professional baseball. You're exploring a new city that I think they both genuinely love. It was the first time I had a chance to ask Libby about that, but I've talked to Paul about Pittsburgh plenty of times. They love it here. Paul couldn't wait to get back last night, as I said earlier. So, I mean, there's absolutely nothing to worry about with either one of them saying or doing something stupid.
As the days go on, I keep telling myself, what the hell is going on with Sidney Crosby and his contract? Are you worried at all about this situation?
I'm not worried, Doran, but it is weird, man. It is weird that this has happened. This should not be hard. The closer it gets to August 7th, the more I think they're just going to announce it on August 7th. They're like, we can't pay you 8.7 this time around, but like, we can announce your contract on August 7th. How about that? Well, I guess they wouldn't have any problem paying him 8.7. I think he might want a little bit more. But no, when it comes down to it, Doran, I just can't see him leaving. I can't see him wearing any other sweater but a Penguin sweater. Like, they got to get this figured out. I think they will get it figured out. But it is odd that it's taking a little bit longer.
I could see him in a nice crew neck. All right, Jason, thank you for your time. Appreciate it, as always. Safe travels back to the Berg. All right, buddy?
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Jason.
Terrible joke there at the end.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.